Hello, welcome to Hecky
yes.
Gay.
Hello,
I'm Abby.
My name is Otter. You know, Abby, there's two types of people in the world: those who can extrapolate from incomplete data,
Mm-mm.
and that's the whole joke.
No,
that's the whole joke.
Bad joke. Bad idea. Okay, thank you for listening.
Yes.
We are so excited to have our guest today.
Yes.
We have the wonderful Shelby. We are so excited to
Hello.
Chat with her.
Hello, Shelby. How
I'm
are
so
you?
I'm so glad to be here.
How are we doing today?
So good. I've been looking forward to this for like 3 weeks. It's fine.
Okay, so just a few things about Shelby. Shelby is a linguistics extraordinaire.
I don't think that there's a noun in that phrase. Maybe we should add one. Linguist extraordinaire.
There you go.
But you know,
an extraordinary linguist.
That's why. That's how you know I'm a linguist extraordinaire.
Shelby also, as you can hear, has an amazing voice and
Thanks.
Like is arguably a musical genius.
Maybe I was as a child, but now everyone's caught up. It's fine.
You're better than me, and that's well actually that's not saying much. Because I'm
it's
really
saying something.
Well, I'm bad
musical.
At piano. I like singing, but I'm
yeah.
extremely bad at piano.
Mm.
Anyway,
most not extremely.
Also, Shelby is on BYU's women's hockey team.
BYU's BYU doesn't have a women's hockey team, and they barely even have a hockey team. But I do play hockey with members of the BYU men's team.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
Scratch
That's
that.
What I do.
Wait, why doesn't BYU have an official hockey team?
Because of Title IX, and if they wanted to add the men's hockey team, they'd have to add another women's sport somewhere to keep the numbers equal.
And they don't
and
want to do
I
that?
Don't know.
Oh, is men's hockey...
They
is it...
don't have anything to add, I guess. I don't know.
Like, we're good. We have enough women's sports. We don't need any more. Have enough female athletes here.
Yeah, but they wear BYU jerseys, and there's a BYU logo on the rink and stuff, so they're kind of BYU, but I don't
but
know.
But is it like a club sport?
Kind of,
yeah.
Yeah? I think more or less.
Okay.
If there was a BYU women's hockey team, I would totally try out, but...
Probably make it.
Would I, though? I don't know.
Okay, so Shelby, would you please give us your pronouns and then anything else you would like to say about yourself to introduce yourself?
My pronouns are she, her, hers. I don't know. I have been identifying as ambiguously gay for a little while. Not really sure. We'll get into that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm here and it's fun and it's whatever happens, happens. So that's
so
me.
You are a linguistics extraordinaire.
Yeah.
So, like, what languages do you speak?
Well, I've studied a lot of languages.
Mm-hmm.
I speak Danish. I am getting to the point where I can say I can speak Greek. I have studied enough to speak a little. I've studied French and Spanish and Italian. And then outside of that, I've studied Thai and Japanese and Hawaiian and just a bunch of other little random ones.
<That's> cool.
I really enjoy it. So
you say Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I considered transferring to BYU Hawaii for a little while to study Hawaiian and Polynesian languages, but then I did not. So.
Alrighty. Anyway, do you have anything else to say about yourself?
No.
No? Okay.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Great. Anyway, we now are going to play a game. And I'm going to have a lot of fun with this game because I know all of these words, but you guys don't.
Okay.
We are going to play a pop gay culture slang trivia
okay.
game. Are you guys ready?
Maybe.
Abby, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the first word is platinum gay. Now, we all know what a gold star gay is. Do you know what a gold star gay is?
Shelby.
Abby, can you explain what a gold star gay is?
A gold star gay is a gay man.
Yes.
Who has never been in contact whatsoever with a vagina. No, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
Wait, what's that?
We don't know.
I know, but there's one that's like, star like you were born C-section and you've never kissed or had sex with a woman.
So
right,
I don't know.
That's what a platinum gay is.
Wait, that is like C-section and never kissed or had sex with a woman.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a gay man who has never touched a vagina. A gold star gay is a man, a gay man who has not kissed or had sex with a woman.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's just
that's the
platinum is like the platinum is like
completely has never.
Oh, platinum is better than gold star.
Better?
Better?
Or like, not better. Like, higher? I don't know. Like,
you have,
like,
it's a higher
more
rank.
More hiring me?
I don't know.
It's a higher rank in the gay hierarchy.
I don't know.
Oh
but,
my
like,
gosh.
Platinum is. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. What's the next
one?
Now
we know.
Anyway, so that's a platinum gay. Uh-huh. The next one is a Saturday Night Lesbian.
Is that, like, a girl who's only gay at the club or something? I don't know.
Like, only gay on Saturday nights and through the week they are straight.
That's actually very close, yes.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a term for lesbians who present themselves as heterosexual on the weekend, but...
No, the weekdays.
On the weekday, sorry. And then go lesbian on the weekend.
Go lesbian.
Go lesbian.
Oh, my
go
gosh.
Lesbian.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Okay. Well,
maybe it counts if it's not just like you trying to be cool on the weekends,
right?
But it's legit, like, this is your only safe place to do that.
Yeah,
then you can do it.
Oh, sad.
Then it's sad.
Shout out to the maybe sad,
yeah,
Saturday lesbians.
Saturday night lesbians.
Oh. We support you
in
your
hang
journey.
In there. Okay, the next one I have is a fruit fly. It's a fruit fly.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Try to put it. Try to put it together.
Fruit.
So what do fruit flies do?
Fruit flies eat fruit.
Yes, but where do they hang around?
Trash.
Old fruit.
Oh yeah, old fruit, like dying fruit.
Yeah.
Like rotting fruit.
Okay, so what is a fruit fly? If you think of like gay men as the fruit.
Gay men as the fruit. So, like, a really old...
I
don't know.
Is it, like...
What? I have no idea. Like, a really old gay man and is the rotting fruit?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it, like, the girls who just collect gay friends?
That's actually very,
ooh,
very close.
Oh, wait. A group of people who only are ever in groups of gays.
Actually, yes, it's a straight woman who hangs around almost exclusively with gay men.
Oh.
You guys, like, worked it out,
yeah.
Just, like, very slowly. But...
Proud of us.
Okay, I have one last one. Okay. And this one I had not heard of until I was Googling all of these words about 5 minutes ago.
That's a good sign for us.
100 footer.
Ew, I have no idea, but it sounds nasty. I don't know. 100 footer. They're never within 100.
This is a family friendly podcast.
This is. Oh, sorry. You're right.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, mom. Wait. Okay. You're never within 100 feet of another gay.
You're never within 100 feet of. We're breaking that rule right now.
Well, then.
So,
oh, just like
I'm not
100
footer.
Okay, well, that's one guess. Shelby, do you have another
wrong.
Guess?
The other way around. You're always
like...
within 100 feet of another gay.
That's, that's my next guess. Both... Who's right?
It has to be one of us.
Okay, so a 100 footer is used to describe someone who appears so stereotypically queer that you can clock them from 100 feet away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I'm trying to think of, like, an example.
Like, someone super flamboyant and, like, really fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, Cam from episode 2.
Calling you out.
Is 100 footer. But,
well,
we, like,
is
not...
he, though?
I feel like a lot of people would go to a lot of lengths to make him not 100 footer. A lot of people.
Cam?
Yeah. Especially here, I guess. I feel like there are definitely people who know him who are like,
put him in a button up in the business school and maybe wouldn't be a 100-footer.
Huh?
I said put him in a button up and in the business school and maybe wouldn't be a 100-footer.
Probably.
Yeah. And like his floral bomber.
Yeah.
Cam, sorry.
I just love Cam.
It's a good thing. It makes us feel happy when we see those people.
It's just, like, so funny that we're like, okay.
Okay. That was basically it. That's all the words that I have.
Well, I've learned a lot.
There
Thanks
you go.
Me too. I have also learned a lot. Okay. So next, we're just gonna do quick life updates like we normally do.
Yes.
I'll go first. Oh no, Otter, you can go first. I read that you said Otter start out. Which I did not read previously.
Well, I mean, it's whatever. So just recently in USGA, we had leadership applications, or sorry, presidency applications, and my friends kept bugging me. They're like, hey, you should definitely apply, like, go and apply, like, I think that you'd be good. And I was like, maybe, maybe not. So, but then I did about 30 minutes before the deadline. I actually submitted it after the deadline.
Oh, wow.
but I submitted it, and about 2 weeks later, I got an email from our wonderful Dr. Draper, and she said that I was named USG Vice President.
Yay!
And I am super excited.
I've
already let all the power go to my head.
You'll be wonderful, though.
Thank
you.
I know, it's gonna be
so good.
Seriously, I'm like super excited, like over the top excited.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's basically what happened. Oh, also yesterday I got renter's insurance.
Congrats.
Because now I am an adult.
Moving
I have
up in
insurance.
The world.
Very adulty.
Alrighty, Abby.
Let's see. Well, I think like the biggest thing that has happened recently is that when I was home for Easter,
uh-huh.
I finally was able to be fully out to my whole family.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that was really, really nice.
That's so great
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. It's very happy.
Very
it makes
proud.
Me feel like I can finally be like my full real self
yeah,
with
yeah.
them,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't been for like
know, right?
almost 4 years,
yeah.
which is hard.
Yeah,
super
absolutely.
Hard. So that is very happy. Okay, Shelby.
I'm so proud.
Congrats.
Thanks.
So exciting. yeah, I have recently solidified a bunch of plans, summer plans. I always like to take big, you know, travel-y trips in the summer.
Travel-y trips.
I like to go abroad for the summer.
Yeah, but this summer, well, for the last like 4 or 5 years, I have been super, super into all things Greece. I love the music. I have made it my like area of specialty in my international strategy minor.
Oh.
I have written a ton of papers about Greece. I
wow.
love the food. I love the language, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm going to spend the whole summer, almost 2 months, in Greece. And I'm very excited. And it's for a study abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I postponed graduation so that I could go on to study abroad.
Worth it.
But yeah, I'm real excited. I am going to treat it as like a language study abroad. So hopefully not speak very much English. And by the end of the trip, be pretty comfortable with the language. That would be nice.
That'll be fun.
So, yeah. I'm
nice.
Excited. I'm really excited. And I got a great deal on my flight there. So, that's fine.
Teach me, because I need
secrets?
To fly home from Greece.
You know what? We're flying into London first, and I bought a one-way flight to London for about $240.
What?
Yep.
Okay, we'll have to talk after this. Okay, so we wanted to talk about two things with
mm-hmm.
Shelby for the podcast today, and one is about playing sports at
yes.
BYU and also being an ambiguously gay person.
Yeah, I have identified as a lot of different things, so we'll
yes.
go into that.
And the next one was about that, is about sexuality. So, I guess you can tell us, like, maybe some quick experiences about playing sports at BYU
yeah.
or maybe
yeah.
if you feel like it's like a stereotypical thing to play a sport as an ambiguously gay person, whatever else you would like to say about
yeah,
hockey
yeah.
and gayness.
Well, hockey hockey is one of those sports that kind of is in the stereotype for gay girls. It's like softball, you know. Like, I have a good friend who I have played hockey with since I started playing hockey, and her sister had moved to Wisconsin and started playing on a comp team somewhere. And I remember a day when she was talking about this new team and was like, yeah, they're like, the majority of the girls on the team are gay and blah, 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 all these things. And I was like, sounds like a good place to be. Like, that's not how it is here. So I feel like, partially probably because I was friends with this girl who is not gay, the group that I have been playing with probably doesn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. They just think it's cool to play and have fun and stuff like that. But for me, in identifying myself however I have identified, it has kind of become part of my, like, oh yeah, well, that's that because I am gay.
I am a sports gay.
Yes. And I want to be that, and that's the type of gay I want to be, is a hockey gay.
I need to know more about what you think it means to be, like, to be a hockey gay.
You know what? I think it's a lot of incorporating, like, ultra sports team wear into my, like, daily, like, look at me, I love hockey so much, and I play it all the time, and all I love is sports and being strong, like, because, I mean, being on the ice is just playing the game, you know, it's just whatever, it is all just kind of outside of the actual game is when I want to, like, incorporate that into my identity, just in case somebody sees that and is like, oh, well, me too, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. It hasn't been much of a thing for me at BYU, probably because we're at BYU. If we were somewhere else, I'm sure I would have talked to someone about it just off the cuff, you know?
Yeah.
But because we're at BYU, nobody wants to assume that, and nobody wants to think that the girl in their locker room is not straight, you know? Mm-hmm.
Homophobia.
Woo, love that.
Wait, homophobia at BYU? At BYU? I have never heard of that ever. Who is she?
I don't know her. Don't make it a girl. I don't know them. Whatever. Any pronoun.
So yeah, it's good for me as a thing, and I am glad for that, you know. It hasn't been twisted into something weird for me, which is good.
So what do you mean that, do you feel like it could have been twisted into something weird? The fact that, like, you're gay and you play a sport?
Yeah, I mean, I have listened to so many, you know, interviews and things like that with women who have come out later in their lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when they talk about their experiences in school, a lot of it is like, oh, well, I wanted to wear men's clothes and play basketball, and then the boys asked me why I was looking like a lesbian, and so I stopped on purpose.
Yeah.
And that, thankfully, never happened to me, you know, I wouldn't have wanted it to before I was, like, to the point where I am now in my life, where I am more comfortable with being myself, whatever that means, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it could have been easy for something like that to happen to me if I had not been here where nobody wants to think about it. Which is a weird benefit to living here, you know?
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. Where, like, because people don't assume that kind of stuff at BYU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, occasionally some people will be like, oh, I totally thought that you were gay, but, like,
yeah,
you'd have to be a 100-footer.
Yeah. I know, right? And it's usually not because of that kind of ambiguous, like, oh, well, you do this thing, so that means I'm going to assume and act weird and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's, like, a weird positive thing about being LGBTQ at BYU, I guess. Yeah. That's
in some, but I think in some areas, because I think that there's others where that wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
and so, like, this
for sure.
For
me as a woman playing a sport, especially, like, if it were
and as a an guy assigned female
wanting
at birth
to do gymnastics or something,
Yeah.
Then the assumptions would be really different about him than they are about me.
Right.
But yeah.
No, totally. Just with like gender stereotypes and like what's okay socially for men to do and for women to do. And I definitely think that that's an interesting part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else we wanted to ask about sports?
Do you play any other sports?
Softball? No. not consistently. I used to swim a lot. I run sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have done some big bike races.
Bike races?
Yeah, my dad and I did the Salt to Saint relay.
Where you
bike with a team from Salt Lake to St. George in the space of like 2 days.
Oh, I was like,
Salt to Saint. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was really
fun.
That's
so long.
It was, yeah. It was, I mean, it was freezing overnight when you had to do your leg at like 3 a.m. But
I don't know how your legs didn't fall off.
Was it like a relay?
You know what?
Type
thing? Yeah. Okay. Kind of like that. Yeah. So I ended up riding, you know, 55 or 60 miles total.
Oh my God.
Still.
But, and it was a team of like 8. So
I can't bike
it's a
like
long
5 miles,
trip.
Let alone. I can't bike a mile. I get tired.
I think it takes like 4 minutes to bike a mile. I think you'd be okay.
No, I'd get out of, I'd like run out of breath.
You can coast, it's fine.
Things
just
that
just pick a downhill mile.
Yeah, just a little side note. Things that make me run out of breath: walking upstairs, getting into bed.
Getting into bed.
You gotta climb up on those.
That's
things.
True. Your bed is kind of high.
These beds are like, I mean,
they're
yeah.
On, what
they're
are
made
those
for underneath storage.
Underneath mm-hmm. storage, which phrase, is like a thing about like all BYU housing has that.
I know, right?
It's so interesting.
It's because they know they don't give you enough room anywhere else. So they're like, well, I guess we can give you some cinder blocks to put under your bed. Thanks.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't know, an assortment. Try to be cool and active and strong and muscly. I like that.
Okay. So you had talked a little bit about like ambiguously gay.
Right.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk to you about sexuality because you have an interesting and I won't say that, but what am I saying now? I don't know. Tell us about your journey with sexuality and like how you say ambiguously gay and et cetera.
So when I was like 18 or 19, I came out to myself as asexual, actually, because I had never, you know, really dated. I mean, I've never had a boyfriend. I've been on dates and had things that probably could have been relationships, but never very long, and it was always something where it would start and then I would lose interest, you know. I would not be into it, and I didn't want to kiss anybody, and I barely wanted to hold hands with anybody. And I like did a bunch of research on asexuality and was like, this sounds about how I interact with guys, so this is probably right. And was really comfortable with that for a long time, you know, 2 or 3 years of me being like, well, I'm asexual. I still am, like, interested in, you know, romantic relationships, and I feel like I could find a guy that I would be in love with. We just have to talk about this, and, you know, that kind of, that story. We've all heard it before. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there was nothing to make me question that. Like, I was very comfortable identifying as asexual. And then, I met a girl, and we became super close, good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple months in, I was like, I have a crush on this girl. Just a little bit. And it was not anything that I was like, well, this is gonna be weird. I don't know if I can, like, handle it. It was just, like, a little bit of, like, I am kind of interested in this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then I started looking into, like, the term biromantic, which I never liked separating sexuality and romantic orientation.
Oh, interesting.
I have never liked it because it's so easy to turn into a really homophobic thing by saying like, oh, I'm homosexual but heteroromantic, you know, and that like sucks super bad. Yeah, so I always hated separating that. And so I didn't love the term biromantic, and so I told myself I was sort of asexual, sort of bisexual for a while, and just let it be weird and hard to explain. And that was fine. But as soon as I like let myself be like, oh, I'm kind of into girls too, I looked back and was like, oh yeah, this roommate, I was super into her. And oh, this girl, I was super into that. Like, just had never even let myself think about it, you know?
Yep. Hindsight is 2020.
I know, right? And then I met a different girl. And I mean, this was long after me and this best friend of mine, it had like just turned into best friendship, and that was good. And I met this girl, and like instantly from the moment she talked to me, I was like, oh, I really like this girl. You know, and it was something that I had never felt before with anybody. Like with my crushes that I had had on guys, it had been like a year, and then I was like, I would be okay with this happening, I think. Probably. But this was like day one, and suddenly I was like so nervous to talk to her and always wanted to like go see her and be where she was, and like all of those things that are like precious. That's what a crush should be. Aww. Like, oh, okay. You know, and so that got me thinking, like, have all of these instances where I'm like, I would be okay with dating this guy, just been me telling myself that I should still be interested in guys, you know?
Right.
Like, I didn't know, and I wasn't sure, and there were a lot of guys that I thought were really attractive, like, objectively, and were interested in, like, being part of their lives, but I couldn't tell, you know, if I was interested or not. I didn't know, and I still am not super sure, which is why I say ambiguously gay, because there's still that feeling inside of me that's like, well, there's certain guys that I am really interested in as people, and I don't know if that is an even a possibility, but I'm just gonna leave it there for now, because I don't want to cut myself off from anything, you know.
Yeah.
But the way that I felt about this last girl was so different that I was like, this is more than anything I have ever felt with a guy, so I'm just gonna go with that for now. You know. And it's been, I mean, it's been a theme of this whole process, being like, I don't really know. And so I'm just going to let it be and see what happens. And so I'm pretty comfortable saying ambiguously gay, because I like sort of that room to stretch in the label, you know, where it's something that you would understand mostly. If I say ambiguously gay, you're like, oh, I kind of see where you're, what you probably mean by saying that, you know.
Yeah.
But it still leaves me like room to be me within the label, you know. So I don't know, it's not for everybody, because some people are just straight up gay, and that's awesome, and it's really it really is nice sometimes to just say like, this one is me, you know. But for me, I don't know, I'm still just kind of going, so maybe in another year or two I'll be like, huh, nope, just gay. Like, never liked guys anyway. But for now, you know, it's where I am, and that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I feel like everyone's own journey is always changing. And as you come to understand the words to associate with your experiences, and it changes the way that you view your experiences.
And the people within
the
Words,
you know, because when all you know about gay people are like your cousin that doesn't talk to your family anymore, and all of your aunts like talk about them in the kitchen, and you know, that's all you know, and you don't want to identify with that, you know. But like, as soon as you meet someone that you relate to as a human being, not just in like their sexuality, like that changes everything, having that sort of network around you of people.
I've definitely, like, I think I've touched on this previously in a previous episode, but I definitely think that, like, one of the keys to, like, fighting homophobia and, like, people that just don't want to associate with gay people is them meeting gay people. Absolutely.
Yes,
like,
for sure. Like, and not just, like, the ones who everybody knows, Like, right. Oh, that guy, he's always been so loud and angry about his sexuality, you know? just like the normal people that are in your life already.
Exactly. Like, I mean, even personally, I've seen, like, changes in people, like, close to me, where they've known me for years, but then I come out to them, mm-hmm. and then they just, like, there's something different.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a good different, where they're not, like, they're a lot more careful about what they say.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they, like, kind of relate with...
I've heard a lot of talk about setting people on their journey lately,
uh-huh.
where if you come out to someone, you have already been through a journey,
mm-hmm.
getting to that point where you can come out. But they may not have even begun, you know? And so you coming out wow. to them might start them on that journey, you know, to get to where you are with the concept, you yeah. know? So...
And that can be really difficult because you've already done so much work,
yeah.
then you kind of like unconsciously expect everyone else to have gotten to the
amount.
Same
yeah.
place that you
yeah.
are already
and
without
like,
doing that
work.
There's
always the few that you hear about that don't ever get to the end of that journey, you
yeah.
know, that never go where you want them to go,
mm-hmm.
where you hope that they might end up.
Yeah.
And so it's scary to come out and be like, I hope you're one of the ones who... starts to think a little differently, please.
Yeah,
you know,
like I hope that you'll join me on this journey.
Yeah,
and
like,
yeah,
yeah.
And it's hard to extend people grace and compassion for where they are on their journey because it's hard to trust that like they're gonna do like kind of what you hope that they would
yeah,
do, which
yeah.
is really is just like love and support.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I like that. The journey.
Yeah. Touched me. When I heard it.
Let's see. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about with like let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it's more typical or less typical for people to go on a similar journey as you did of like first identifying as asexual and then like being like, maybe I'm bi or maybe I'm bisexual or maybe I'm biromantic and then like mm-hmm. then being gay. Like, do you feel like that's kind of a normal thing for or that's seen a lot in the LGBTQ plus SSA community? Or
I feel like it probably is more common than we hear about. Because a lot of people tell their stories and they're like, oh, I knew when I was 13, I came out to myself and then it took me these many of years and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like
you're calling me
like,
out.
I know, right? That was on purpose. No. But it has made me feel insecure before hearing that kind of thing and being like, well, I didn't know and
yeah.
I still don't know.
Like, how are you
so
sure?
I don't want to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like this kind of weird do I, don't I journey mm-hmm. probably is a lot more common than I personally have heard anyway, you know, because hearing people just say, oh, I found this label and it fits is kind of intimidating to then talk about like, well, I didn't do that. Ha ha, you know? So I don't know. I hope that people... we'll start talking about it more as the communities grow and
right.
get more open and everything like that, because there's probably definitely a lot of people who have let that drive them into a really weird headspace
yeah.
in their lives over the years. This not knowing, being pretty sure there's something, but pretty also sure you don't fit in one of these categories that are made available to you or, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, back to the stereotype idea. When I was identifying as asexual and bi, I was very conscious to never stereotype anyone.
Mm.
Which I got myself to a point where I wouldn't even assume somebody was straight. You know, I would assume they were nothing until they told me otherwise or until I saw them date someone or until something happened that gave me direction,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And in... coming to realize that I might be gay, looking back on my life, I see like, oh, well, I could stereotype myself really well into those categories,
yeah.
you know, which is another thing that tracks for like internalized homophobia and not wanting to identify is that like, I didn't want to be that way I wanted myself to still have, like, the normal option, quote-unquote, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And so I taught myself to not stereotype, myself included, you know?
Mm.
Which I still am all for, like, not stereotyping, because I think people can be the way they want and not have to be in a category.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But for myself, now, those stereotypical things have kind of become, like, a weird comfort. Like, oh, well, I should have known because I did this and this and this and blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's a weird balance to strike, but I don't know. It makes me laugh now, and I'm okay with it. I won't stereotype anyone but myself. That's fine.
I guess, like, stereotypes are, I don't know. Like, they're based on true things, but then, like,
yeah,
you know, brought out of...
Yeah. For me,
I don't know.
Now, it kind of has become, like, a, oh, well, if I sit next to a girl and I'm scrolling through Hayley Kiyoko's Instagram, maybe she'll look over and be
totally.
Like, if yeah. she knows what that is, then she's definitely into it. Like,
yes.
you know,
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing,
yeah.
where it's like, I want to use it now.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to, like, signal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No, really.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, there's so many people who, like, are getting, if they, like, get into the LGBTQ community, then they, like, want to become more gay or more
yeah.
whatever, so that other
more
people
visible.
Will know, because
yeah.
they, like, have accepted themselves and they want to signal, like,
yeah.
I've accepted myself, I'm, like, out and proud, and here I am. It's like wearing rainbow pins, or
yeah, yeah.
like always wearing, like, flannels.
I want you to come talk to me about this and
yeah.
Yeah.
bond over it with me.
It's
yeah.
kind of like that. Have you guys seen Love, Simon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's like that one time, like, when he comes out,
yeah.
he's, like,
he's
trying on the
about,
different,
like,
clothes,
yes.
like,
yeah,
in front
yeah,
of the mirror.
Yeah,
and he's just like, I want to, like, I guess I can look more gayer now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so funny.
because, such a good movie. Though, like, that kind of, like, wanting people to come to you for that now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I want more friends that are like this, and I want them to see me and come talk to me about it, and so I'm gonna try to fit into that because I feel comfortable in it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally.
Nice.
So, Shelby, to wrap up, is there any, like, ending comments that you would like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, well, so I've been really careful about who I've come out to in my journey.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that word back.
Journey.
because, like, I don't know, it's a familiar feeling for us, you know, to
yeah.
want to tell people but to not be sure how someone will react, you know. And it's not great, and so I have been really careful to only try to come out to people who I know will be okay,
mm-hmm.
or will be chill about it, at least, you know. But one of the hugest determiners in that is what I have heard people talk about in just normal conversation, the types of comments people make, or the types of things they choose to post on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just things that you observe about them as a person, like, makes a huge difference in whether or not I feel safe coming out to them, you know. And so I, like, last week I was at a friend's house, and there was a group of us hanging out, and a bunch of them knew each other in high school, and so they were talking about some girl that they had known, and one of them mentioned something about how but she's changed her preferences now, obviously meaning that she's into girls now and dates girls. And one of my other friends immediately looked at him and was like, well, at least she's open about her preferences now, if not that thing that you just said, you know. And another one was like, oh yeah, well, isn't she, like, bisexual? I think that's what she has come out as, and just treated it as, like, we're gonna talk about this, like, respectfully and normally as a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly it made me so much, like, more comfortable with the thought of talking to them about it, you know. So afterwards I sent them, like, a thank you text. I was like, thank you guys for correcting him and for treating it just as a thing that's happening, not something that you're like, oh, that girl, look at how she's
scandalous,
messed her life up. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah, yeah. And it was nothing big. I mean, big things are great too. You can say all you want about going to Pride and activism and blah, 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 all these great things. But just those, you know, those tiny little comments that maybe don't mean anything to the person who you're directing them to, but someone who hears them will instantly feel so much more comfortable talking to you about themselves, you know, which is so important and meaningful and stuff. So that, I mean, that probably would be the thing that I would love to leave off with, is to try to encourage people to just say things out loud when you think them, because it makes a difference, even if it's not the difference you thought you were gonna make.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that. I think that's so true.
I think communication with any friendship, relationship, work, ship,
it's so much easier if you're so open all the time. Exactly, not just it's in super the hard conversation.
Yeah. Anyway, we have one more question for you. Again, most important question. How do you eat your fries? Do you eat them with ketchup on the side, ketchup on top, fry sauce? We've had someone who did a fry sauce every other fry.
Oh, yeah. I eat my fries always. I have eaten them with ketchup on top. I've eaten them with fry sauce. I've eaten them with straight mayonnaise. I've eaten fries with tartar sauce. I used to really love
mayonnaise.
Yeah,
just straight.
That's a big mayonnaise thing in like Spain. They just have a thing of mayonnaise there for your fries, and they'll ask you that, if you want.
Like, in France, like they do like fish and chip stuff, and like they eat fish with mayo.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like I never thought of the fries thing.
Yeah, it's good. Also, I used to really love like. Before I liked eating pickles on my burger, I would take the pickles off and set them to the side, but I would smash my fries into the pickles and eat fries with pickle juice. And it was really good. So, there you have it. Wow. I eat fries any way you decide to serve them to me.
I ain't got no type.
The fries.
What should we categorize that?
Fry person.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
What should we put that on
the chart? You have an alignment chart of fries.
We have an alignment chart of fries, which I found out from my friend Cole is from Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that. I thought that it was like a TV trope thing.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I mean, like, because it can be applied to basically
like anything. Yeah.
Anything.
I feel like I'm the true neutral of fries. Probably.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
I have my fingers in all the other boxes.
Yeah. I agree with that, Abby. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Abby's thinking just like...
I'm just like really thinking about this.
It's a serious topic. Then fries.
Very.
Anyway, so true neutral. That's fantastic. I guess we're just going to wrap up now. Thank you guys so much for listening to this awesome episode with Shelby. And thank you, Shelby, for being here. Oh, my goodness.
So fun.
I never thought that we'd ever have a sports gay. A sports gay never on this life. Podcast.
I feel like such a celebrity.
Anyway, if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can go onto Facebook and look us up, Heckin' Gay. Or you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram, which will be in the description of this podcast.
Same.
And Shelby, if...
My links will be there, but if you don't want to go to the description, too much work, my handle is usually sspage770. So,
sspage770.
Perfect.
There we go. Anyway.
Straightforward and easy for me to remember.
All right, well... I guess that wraps it up, and we'll
don't
sign
forget
out.
To subscribe on iTunes too.
Yes,
though.
Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a review. Yes, 5-star reviews are always nice. 1-star reviews they feel like ice.
But if you want to, but if that's your honest thoughts, then that's fine.
That's cool too.
We support you in your opinion.
So I guess we'll wrap up things, and God bless America,
and God bless the gays.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that with you.